item is subdivision 2005-53, Polly and Mark Yoder Jr., clarifications on conditions of approval.
This item was also deferred at the December 17th meeting. The engineers questioning condition number two that stated recreational area with a minimum area of 1.5 acres shall be established in the project. This will be in addition to the open space and stormwater pond area shown on the preliminary plan. And the other condition was that there shall be a 30-foot landscape buffer retained or installed along the perimeter of the subdivision as shown on the preliminary site plan. I went back and reviewed the minutes and a recording of July 27th, 2006. That's when the public hearing was held. And then on August 16th of 2006, that's when the commission granted preliminary approval. There was no mention of any additional recreational area, and it was stated that there was a lack of record of support for the application.
If I could just, so I'm clear on this, Mr. Abbott, you say that when the, but the motion for preliminary approval required the additional recreational area, or included the conditions that you read, right?
Yes.
So what you're saying, on August 16th, there was no mention of additional, that was like in a discussion, there was no discussion. Okay.
And I, as I, in having thoughts and discussions about this particular project, I believe there was, you know, the part of the basis behind the 1.5 acres was that we felt that there wasn't adequate recreational space provided by this project. And, that's why Mr. Burton in his motion back then had included that as one of the items. And... because I believe it was this a project that included the open space, was including the like right away to the power lines?
On the one side, it was all open area underneath the power line, and it was a stormwater area. And then on the other side, it was reserved for stormwater area and open space.
Right. So in essence, there wasn't really any, you know, unless you wanted to fly a kite in the power lines, there wasn't any space that was a recreational nature that I recall on this particular site. And that was the basis behind the 1.5 acres for a recreational area. It was wanting an area to be set aside, but not like a 10 by 20 strip of land, but something that's usable. And 1.5 acres will give you some flexibility for the homeowners association for recreational. So I don't know if we've clarified it or...
I don't think everybody disagrees.
I think, yeah. Basically, I think what you need on this is, I mean, the motion is already made. The motion states what it states. I think probably all you need is just a consensus, you know, in terms of direction of the office of the, you know, whether you think that needs to be changed or if it means what it says.
When I read it, I thought it means what it says.
You know, it didn't say active. It didn't say passive open space. It said a recreational area. Now they're not. Of course, it's not specifying. You got, you know, provide a jungle gym and all that. But you know, obviously, you know, on a 1.5 acre space, the community could decide they want to put in a baseball diamond or, you know, soccer field. You know, having that much space set aside would enable them to do that.
That's the understanding I had also.
I think we're just being asked to give guidance to the engineer so they can go forward. And when I read it, I understand what it says. I hope that's helpful.
Anyone wish to verbalize that in any kind of way that we can all nod our heads to?
I mean, you can certainly make a motion if you think that's clear. Then
need a motion, but just want to make sure that the applicant understands what's being said.
Is the applicant here?
I think the applicant's representative is.
Yes. Well, let's ask the applicant's representative if they understand.
All right, sir.
So we don't have it come up on the next meeting for clarification.
Come on up. Yeah. Give us your name, please.
Yeah, Byron Jefferson, engineer for the applicant. If I'm understanding what you're saying, you do want the additional 1.5 acres beyond what's set aside now. Mm-hmm. But you, we don't have to... because you're not taking into account You're not giving any credit for the open area that's in the power line. We also don't have to make up the difference for some of the open area in the power line that was taken away for the right-of-way going through the power line. Does that make sense? In other words, if from the set, for me to say it a different way, in the if I'm understanding,
are we doing horse trading here?
No, no. Well, I'm just asking. That, I mean, an acre and a half more than what was shown on the preliminary plan, or an acre and a half more than what's shown on the plan we last proposed. That's just a question.
Preliminary.
The difference between the two is that in the plan we last proposed, there was an additional right-of-way that extended for connectivity to the adjacent subdivision of a right-of-way going through that power line right-of-way, power line easement.
I don't think either right-of-way can be considered open to these things.
I think, there's the power line on the right-hand side, and there's the stormwater management on the left-hand side. I think what they're saying, the motion is that there's got to be another acre and a half somewhere besides those two.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
Right. Stormwater management ponds, not recreation, and the open space underneath the power lines is not that acre and a half. We want something
that's clear. Separate. That's clear enough to me.
Okay.
On the other one, on the other condition.
Yeah, the other one we were talking about. Remember last time?
There was another condition. What on the agricultural forest buffer. Where on the original preliminary site plan, we had an agricultural 30-foot forested buffer on the right-hand side, separating it from what at that time appeared to be agricultural land. Now it's a subdivision with established roads. Now it is farm. The lots that are not sold, it's got roads in, curbs in, lots laid out for sale signs, lot signs, but the lots that are not sold are being farmed over there. So I just want.
It's not farmland.
So I'm just asking.
It's already been approved, right?
Just because it's being farmed, if it's an approved subdivision.
Which subdivision is that?
Blueberry.
Blueberry Hill.
Blueberry Hill.
I don't know.
Was it approved before?
It was in the works when we started out, but I wasn't aware of it. You know, it looked like agricultural land.
But
so
at
we
the
showed
time, I would, I'm thinking now that it. At the time your application was made, it probably was farmland, and it is now not. That's an interesting question.
I'd included, last time I left a couple pictures, I've got them here now, showing what it was then and what it is now. But anyway, that's.
Well, I think it's, it's something we have to. Beg your pardon?
If it's approved, it's a subdivision.
The subdivision, to me, it's a subdivision, and the buffer.
The way things are happening, you might see more subdivisions being farmed.
Under the new ordinance, that the forested buffer
all the way around.
Once it falls into play on applications that are, to be coming up based on the date that ordinance passed, they'll be required to have a buffer side by side. But in this case, it was prior to that ordinance.
Yeah.
But I'm not reading. I'm reading this as saying that what was shown on the preliminary plan would stand. That this statement here is not asking for an additional buffer. The statement saying that there shall be a 30-foot landscape buffer as shown in the preliminary site plan. So I think Mr. Burton was just establishing the continuation of that was shown on that plan.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but the situation has come up in the discussion before. I don't know about on individual cases before. And if you had a buffer, the argument we were getting was you end up with two buffers, end up with 60-foot of space in between subdivision lots. And some people liked it and some people didn't. One that didn't were the developers of the second parcel. They were basically letting the first subdivider create the buffer for them.
Right. Save their land.
So, and which one was first?
Right.
In this case, I'm not sure. Blueberry Hill or this? This one hadn't got built yet. Blueberry Hill is pretty much substantially underway.
Yeah.
Yeah, the roads are cut and curbs in.
Roads are paved.
Houses in there. There's a couple houses in there too, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Did you submit a revised preliminary plan that doesn't show the buffer?
No, I did not.
Okay. I mean, no, that might be the way to handle that one, you know, to come in with a revised preliminary site plan suggesting.
Well, I think that's what he's asking. Could he come in with a revised preliminary site plan?
I didn't know
the gulf there where it was on the preliminary plan.
I mean, the ordinance talks about land used for the following purposes, you know, which talks about agricultural, cultivating of field crops. It's almost more what the use is rather than what's been approved for it, I guess, right. You know, but I don't know. You know, that's a more almost of a judgment call, just depending on, you know, where that Blueberry Hill is or whatever it is in terms of being constructed and built out and how much is being used, I guess, and, you know, where the roads are and infrastructure and everything else. I don't know. I just don't know what that section of that property, how it's being used or.
When Blueberry, and we can't tell by going through the back through Blueberry Hill fault, when Blueberry Hill came in, did it have a buffer next to this project?
Yeah, I don't know. That's.
I don't remember. It appears to have on some of the maps on the website. I've not looked at the actual plans for Blueberry. It looks to me in that area that Blueberry Hills has a 30-foot buffer, but it's on their side of this power line right away. Back in that area that we're talking about, the power line easement belongs to Blueberry Hill. So they couldn't put the forested buffer in that easement.
Well, they couldn't put it in the easement for the power
that,
line.
So if we put it in the way that it's being asked to right now, unless you allow us to eliminate the buffer, we'd have a 30-foot buffer on each side of the power line easement. I mean, one is theirs, one is Blueberry Hills, and one is this subdivision. And that's all I'm asking for, your clarification of what you want.
Uh-huh. Is the easement being farmed under the power line?
The easement is being farmed along with the undeveloped lots of Blueberry.
But what about where the power line is?
It is, yeah.
This the area they're talking about where this buffer is right next to the power line, like you said.
Power
lines. Yeah, it's been
farmed. Well, it would screen the ground activity under the power line, but it wouldn't screen the power line.
That's Sunday. They'll do these crops. They have buffers on each side. It's going to shade both areas.
True.
Thank you for the conundrum.
We thought we got one resolved.
All right.
I can go pull Blueberry Hill file if you want. You can proceed to the next case while I do that.
Or would this be more appropriate to defer for staff to review that project and this project and then report back to us? Then.
Which really gets to a question as to whether or not you're required to have a buffer because of the, as requested. We could put two together.
Okay.
That's their desire.
Somebody ought to go out and see what that land's being used for right now underneath the power line.
Well, I mean, he told us that it's being used for agricultural purposes now under the power line.
Yeah.
Even though it's an easement across property and you can't put the forested buffer under the power line or in the easement. If it's necessary for the power company to go in and make improvements to the power line, they take anything out that's in the way.
Yeah.
Can't put fences up or anything. They allow people to put gardens in there, and that's pretty much about it.
Because, as I said, what triggers it's the use, you know, if it's actually being farmed. So.
And again, the new forested buffer ordinance would require a 20-foot buffer on each side.
All the way around.
All the way around the perimeter, right? And that's not the case for this, since it's previously it was applied for.
Well, was the 30-foot buffer presenting itself as a hardship for this particular lot, or you know, this property, or wasn't it shown on the preliminary site plan to start with?
That's correct. It becomes more of a hardship for the additional acre and a half.
I'm
trying to balance.
I mean, we
okay.
It makes it easier to
to get the acre and a half without this buffer.
Right.
But, I mean, that's...
So what I'm hearing you say then is the additional requirement, 100, 1.5 acres requires you to come up with some space from somewhere. Maybe that can be gathered from some of these setbacks.
Right. The places, some of the places that we'd be getting it from would be the area next to these buffers, and we'd... anyway, it does make it easier. If you want the buffer, we'll deal with it. If you don't want the buffer, we appreciate it. So, whatever.
Well, I think if we have staff put together the two subdivisions and present it to Mr. Burton, you know, for our next meeting, then he could have some input from him, since it's in his vast area and he's the one to propose the conditions.
That's true.
But if we did that, at least Mr. Jefferson could walk away from here stated on the record that he understands at least this first part of the condition of the acre and a half.
I understand.
What's going through my mind is that if you think of what the purpose of the buffer is, and what is actually happening out there, it's almost as if the power line easement is a de facto buffer, because you can't, the folks on one side of it can't encroach on the other folks.
Just as long as we're careful that this doesn't become part of the definition of forested buffer.
And that's the other thing. And the point is too, as Mr. Robertson pointed out, that it has to do with the use of the land, not the disposition, not the zoning of the land. It has to do with how it's being used. And if it's being farmed, then according to the ordinance, it sounds like you need a buffer. If I were you, I'd plan on a buffer, but I'm just one guy. I don't know who would jump up and challenge it if you didn't. But I'm not gonna fight you, it does seem to say that.
But
has Mark gone back to get the file on the?
I think that's where he's going.
But you got an approved buffer. That's what I mean. Approved subdivision already, even though somebody's farming it. Is that still considered farmland?
Well.
Like I said, it talks about the use.
That's the problem. We're stuck with what we have in writing.
You're not buffering the individual lots that are sold from the farmland that's not sold on that subdivision. Would it work for me to sit down and go through, move on with some other, with some other critters until?
Why don't we do that?
Until there.
Move on.
Yeah, let's go to the next one.